Welcome back. This is an advanced drum and bass composition challenge in Ableton Live, and the rule is simple but brutal in the best way. You're going to build an entire melodic and harmonic world from one single audio sample. 1. Not one sample plus a couple extra synth notes. One sample is the DNA. Everything tonal and pitched has to come from that one piece of audio. You can still program your drums, your sub bass, your noise sweeps, and do all the normal mixing and effects. But if it's a note, a chord, a tonal stab, a pad, a melodic texture, it must be a transformation of the same original sample. And here's why this is such a power move in drum and bass. It forces cohesion. Your lead, your chords, your stabs, your atmos, your fills, they all feel like they belong to the same record. It also forces resampling discipline, which is basically a core skill in modern DNB. And if you're into darker, rolling, jungle-adjacent stuff, this technique gives you instant identity without needing a million layers. Alright, let's build a toolkit. A main motif hook, a chord layer, counter stabs and chops, atmos and risers, and then arrange it into phrase blocks you can actually drop into a 16 or 32 bar section like a Riedel tune. First, choose the right one sample. If you pick something with no stable pitch, you're signing up for a fight. You want harmonic content, a vocal note or phrase, a rose chord, a string stab, a guitar harmonic, a detuned synth hit, even an old movie cue moment. Ideal length is somewhere around a quarter second to 2 seconds. Long enough to have tone you can stretch, short enough that it slices nicely. If it's already a chord, that's great. You can extract implied harmony. If it's a single note, also great. You'll create chords by pitching and resampling. Now set up your session so you can move fast. Drop the sample onto a new audio track. Then slice it to a new MIDI track. Use sliced a new MIDI track, create a drum rock, and start with transient slicing if it has attacks. If it's sustained, slicing by warp markers can be cleaner. The reason we slice first is speed. You instantly get playable microphrases and stabs, and you can still build a proper instrument version in simpler for melodic lines. Next, create 4 MIDI tracks named Motif, Chords, Stabs, and Atmos. Route them to that sliced rack, or duplicate the rack so each roll can have its own processing. This is one of those workflow things that makes advanced sessions feel simple. You're not hunting for sounds, you're just building rolls. Before we go further, a quick don't cheat definition, because it's easy to accidentally break the rule. A clean test is this. If you mute the original sample track and your thing still produces pitched notes, then you probably introduced a new melodic source. Effects are fine. Eq, compression, saturation, delay, reverb, distortion, filtering, gating, even heavy resampling all fine, but the pitch content has to originate from the sample. Now, turn the sample into a lead instrument. On the motif track, load simpler in classic mode. Drag the sample directly into that simpler as well. You can keep the slices for stabs, but the motif usually benefits from a more instrument-like simpler setup. Turn warp on. Choose a warp mode based on the material. Beats if it's more percussive. Tones if it's pitched and relatively clean. Complex Pro can work on vocals, but be careful. It can smear and get facey. For a DNB lead, mono usually wins, so set voices to 1. Add a little glide, somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds depending on how slinky you want it. Now shape the amp envelope like a lead, a short attack, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds so it doesn't click, decay somewhere around 200 to 600 milliseconds, sustain lowish, release around 60 to 150 milliseconds. You're aiming for something that can do fast 1/16 patterns without turning into a messy pad. Add a filter in simpler, low pass 24, a bit of drive, and set the cutoff somewhere you can automate later. This filter cutoff automation is one of your main energy controls in DNB. Now we have to get the sample in key. Two options, quick and musical or more checkable. Quick is by ear, put a tuner after simpler, loop a stable portion of the sample inside simpler, and transpose until the root reads right. Don't obsess over a moving vocal. Just find a stable tonal area. More checkable, convert melody to MIDI as a guide. Right-click the audio clip, convert melody to new MIDI track. It won't be perfect, but it will show you likely pitch centers. And here's a pro coach trick. Make a pitch truth track. Create a new MIDI track with operator set to a sine wave. Keep it muted. Program the notes of your scale as long sustained notes. For example, if you pick F natural minor, lay out F, G, tab, BB, C, DB, EB. You're not using it in the track. You're using it as a measuring tool. When you're tuning slices or checking if your chord stack makes sense, quickly solo that pitch reference for half a second. It's like having a tuning fork inside the project. Pick your key. Classic darker DMB keys, F minor and G minor are absolute staples. Now set tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. Time to write the rolling motif. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip on motif. Your goal is a 2-bar hook that can loop forever without annoying people. That's a big DNB skill. Short phrases with room for drums. Write with mostly 8th notes and 16th notes. Leave space at the ends of phrases so drum fills can speak. Then add micro variation so it evolves. Change the last note every 2 bars. Add a tiny grace note before a downbeat, or alter one rhythm hit so the loop breathes. And don't ignore groove. Keep it subtle. Add a light swing from the groove pool, maybe 5 to 15% timing, minimal velocity influence, and vary MIDI velocity by hand. DNB melodic lines sound way more played when velocities aren't flat. Now shape the motif with a clean, reliable chain. Start with EQ8, high pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so you stay out of bass territory. If it's harsh, a gentle dip around 2 to 4K can calm it down. Then saturate with soft clip-on. Drive a couple dB up to maybe 6 dB if you want bite. Then echo, 1/8 or dotted 1/8, low feedback, and filter the delay so it doesn't fill the sub or spit harsh highs. Finally, utility to control width. In darker minimal rollers, you might keep the motif pretty mono. If you do go wide, do it consciously. Next, chords. And this is where the challenge gets fun, because we're going to create harmony without adding new sources. Duplicate your motif instrument track and rename it chord source. Now perform or program a few long notes, root, fifth, minor, third, maybe even an octave. Then commit, freeze and flatten, or resample to audio. Drag that printed audio into Simpler on your chords track. Now you have a more stable, chord-friendly chunk of your own processed sample. In Simpler, decide if it's one shot or classic. If you want sustained chords, use classic and enable looping with a small crossfade so it doesn't click. If it's more stab-like, one shot can be perfect. To actually make chords, you can use Ableton's chord MIDI effect before Simpler. For a minor triad, add +3 semitones and +7 semitones. Or go sus2 with +2 and +7 for that tense, floaty vibe. You can also just stack MIDI notes manually if you want more control over inversions and voicings. Now process the chord layer like a background tension bed, not a lead. Auto filter first. Low pass 12 is usually enough. Set the cutoff anywhere from 400 Hz up to 2K Hz depending on how hidden you want it, and automate it across sections. Add chorus ensemble for width and cloud, but keep it tasteful. Then hybrid reverb. Dark hall, predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut around 250 to 400, high cut around 6 to 9K. We're not making a shiny trance pad. We're making DNB atmosphere that supports. Then EQ8 in mid/side mode. Cut side lows below 200 Hz. That's a big club translation move. Wide lows collapse in mono and can get ugly. Arrangement tip. Don't run chords constantly in the drop. In DNB, chords are often a tension tool. Bring them in for 16-bar lifts, or for the mid-break, or for a selective answer phrase. Now stabs and jungle style chops. This is where your sliced drum rack shines. On the stabs track, choose a handful of slices with strong attacks. 4 to 12 good ones is enough. Program offbeat stabs. That classic syncopation where hits land on the end after beat 2 or beat 4 can instantly read as DNB. Make it expressive by mapping velocity to filter cutoff inside Simpler on the pads. So harder hits open up, softer hits tuck in. It makes the pattern feel alive without writing more notes. For processing, you can go a little crunchy but controlled. Try reduct subtly. Small downsample amount. Tiny or 0-bit reduction. Then saturator soft clipping. Add autopan at 1/8 or 1/4 with a small amount for motion, not seasickness. Then a short reverb, under a second or so, high cut around 7K. If the stabs aren't punching through the break, do transient surgery. Put drum bus on the stab bus and push transients up, maybe +10 to +25. Then EQ a small dip where the snare body or crack sits, so the stabs don't mask the main drum identity. That's how you get loud stabs that still feel polite in the mix. Now atmos and risers, still from the same sample. First technique, reverse reverb swell. Duplicate an audio clip of a chord or stab. Reverse it. Put a reverb on it at 100% wet with a long decay, like 4 to 8 seconds. Resample that to audio, then reverse it back. Now you have that classic pre-hit swell that pulls you into the next section. It's an old trick because it works every time. Second technique, a granular-ish wash using stock tools. put the sample in simpler warp mode to texture, reduce grain size, and then create movement with filter automation and subtle autopan. If you want it to feel designed rather than like a predictable LFO, draw a regular filter automation over 8 or 16 bars. DNB loves motion that feels intentional. Atmos chain, a Q8 with a high pass around 250 to 500. Long dark hybrid reverb, a touch of pedal for grit. Then utility, make it wide, but keep lows mono. Now, we arrange like a DNB record. This is energy mapping. Here's a reliable template at 176 BPM. Intro, 16 bars. Atmos, filtered motif fragments, make it TJ friendly. Keep it mixable, not cluttered. Build, 16 bars. Add stabs, tease the hook. Open filters gradually. Drop, 32 bars. Full motif, chord support used sparingly, and stabs answering phrases. Mid break, 16 bars. Strip down to Atmos and one hook element, blur it, widen it. Second drop, 32 bars. Variation time. Darker harmony reading, denser chop pattern, or a new timbre version of the same motif. Outro, 16 bars. Reduce to Atmos. Automation that actually matters. Motif filter opening into the drop. Reverb sends increasing in breaks. High pass rising on stabs for tension. And a subtle pitch dive one or two semitones in the last bar before the drop. Keep it subtle. Subtle is nasty. Now the pro move. Commit with resampling. Create an audio track called Resample Print. Set audio from to resampling. Record an 8-bar motif pass, an 8-bar chord wash, and an 8-bar stab loop. Then chop those recordings and trigger them as audio phrases. This is how you get that tight, intentional feel where things sound authored, not like a bunch of devices running forever. And here's an advanced step that takes you into next level one sample writing. Commit early, then re-instrument your own prints. Print a performance with your automation and effects. Drop that print back into simpler. Now play that as a new instrument. This is your second generation instrument, your GDN2. It usually sounds more unique than the original sample because it has your decisions baked in. Name your tracks like you mean it. For example, S1 Lead Gen 1, S1 Lead Gen 2 Print, S1 Chords Notes at A. It sounds nerdy, but it saves you from losing the thread when the project gets dense. This audio version is shortened for playback.